208-209. Hello, we'll be reading from Zohar to everyone. Ketisa, when you take Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, item 47. You can download the material at cab.tv. You can ask questions on the website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We see that in our world, many people read in Torah, study Torah, parts of it, and it's not so clear. You can't see how the influence of the Torah on the world is happening. Actually, we're reading Psalms every day, millions of people in the world, not just Jews, and more. The thing is that just like it's written, a mitzvah without the intention is like a body without a soul. And the mitzvah of studying Torah is also the most important of all. And without the intention, it does not happen. Therefore, we need to understand that it should truly be etched in our mind and heart that to the extent of our correct intention during the study, we will merit what the study should lead us to. What exactly, we don't know. But we intend for it to happen correctly in the spirit of the Torah. We will try, please.
Reading from title, I'm Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Item 47. How much good the Creator does to Israel in each and every generation. It is written, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. But there were several prophets after Moses. Hence, it should have said, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, Eliezer, Pinchas, Joshua, Eliah, Elisha, and the rest of the righteous and pious. But the Creator said, my people, my children, why do you not remember all the good that I have done for you, sending you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam? 48. It's like a flesh and blood king who has a state. He sends there people, rulers, and ministers to manage the people and to observe them and their judgments. Who is it who must be tied and committed to their nourishments and the things that they consume? Is it not the state? Against their will, they must look out for them, so they will not lack anything, and will give them respect. 49. I have sent Moses. He brought you manna to eat, and led you and your sons and your stock, and he spoke on your behalf and toiled for everything that you needed. I sent you Aaron, who brought halls of clouds of glory to cover you as kings. He bathed you with dew of honor, so your clothes and shoes would not rot. They gave you of theirs, and you ate and drank and sat under their canopy of glory, and you gave nothing of your own. Moreover, they spoke for you and took your load on their necks, and you cursed and reveled them. Article, now let me alone. 50. There is no father so merciful to his children as the Creator, as it is written, that not one thing has failed of all the good things. Come and see his mercies. If it had said only that not one thing has failed of all the things, it would include his bad things too, and it would be better for the world to not have been created, for it would be intolerable. But since it said, of all the good things, and left the bad behind, meaning that he left the bad things he said about Israel aside, and they did not come true. This is where his mercies are seen. This is because he does not wish to do a bad thing. 51. And even though he frightened and lifted the strap, his mother came and held his right arm, and the strap remained in its place and did not come down, and the judgment was not done. This is so because they were of one mind, the one that frightened and the one that held his right arm. 52. How do we know that? It is from something that was revealed. As it is written, go down, for your people have become corrupt. Meaning the Creator began to lift his strap. And Moses, who did not know the way of the mother, to hold him by his right and to detain him, kept silent. Since the Creator saw it, he hinted to him and knocked him and said, now let me alone. Moses immediately sensed and gripped the Creator's arm. As it is written, remember Abraham. This is the right arm, Chesed. This is why he did not bring down the strap. 53. And should you say, where was Ima, mother, Malchut, who is used to holding the king's strap? Why did she leave it in the hands of Moses? He saw a sign on their faces, recognizing in them what they had come to ask him. He said, come, holy sons, come, the king's beloved, come, my beloved, come, those who love each other. 54. All those friends who do not love each other depart the world before their time. All the friends in Rashbi's time had love of soul and love of spirit among them. This is why in his generation the secrets of Torah were revealed. Rabbi Shimon would say, all the friends who do not love each other caused themselves to stray from the right path. Moreover, they put a blemish in the Torah, since there is love, brotherhood, and truth in the Torah. Abraham loved Isaac. Isaac loved Abraham. And they were embraced. And they were both gripped with love by Jacob and the brotherhood, and were giving their spirits in one another. The friends should be like them and not blemish them. For if love is lacking in them, they will blemish their value above. That is, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which are Chagat. 55. In the future, when we see divinity face to face, all the faces will be supported, for they will be shining in that secret. 56. The sons of the sins that the people on the outside sinned, meaning the mixed multitude in which the holy nation participated, sinned in Ima, the Malchut, as it is written, come, make us a god. Surely a god to make them another god instead of Malchut, who is called God. Instead of this glory of Israel, meaning Malchut, who was over them like a mother over the sons. Thus they exchanged their glory for the likeness of an ox. This is the glory of Israel, their mother, the Malchut. As it is written, the glory is departed, for they caused divinity to be in exile with them. Hence they exchanged their glory for the form of an ox. 57. Here is the meaning of the form of an ox. Below, in the wine yeast, the evil yeast, one damager came out, a slanderer, the first damager in the form of a man, when he approached the holiness. Since he was removed from holiness and wished to descend, he had to dress in another clothing, to harm the world. He and his chariots descended. And the first clothing he took was the form of an ox. the shape of an ox, and the first of the four primordial damagers is an ox, and these four primordial damagers come to harm the world. And the rest of the primordial damagers besides the ox are all of the ox. This is why it is written, thus they exchanged their glory for the likeness of an ox that eats grass. The upper mochin are called wine, as it is written, wine which cheers God and man. And these are the mochin of the left, bina, that return to being chokhmah. And due to the judgment in the left, there is waste at their end, called wine yeast. And out of this waste emerges the first damager to the world. And as long as the yeast are in wine, when the damager is attached to the mochin of holiness, called wine, it is in the form of man, in malchut, which is the form of man, which contains and receives all three shapes, lion, ox, and eagle, which are chagat. And when it is separated from holiness and descends to being a damager, it receives the shape of an ox, which is left, that is separated for itself and does not connect with the four faces. And from this, the damager is made. This is the first of all the damagers in the world. 58. For the likeness of an ox that eats grass, but it has no share of the extract of the bread and the seven kinds of grain. Rather, it eats grass. And since they were flawed in Ima, Malchut, Ima was not there, and it was unbecoming of her to be there. And since Abba Zeranpin knew Ima's Rachamim, mercy, and her way, he said to Moses, my beloved son, the way to avoid punishment for Israel is always in two, raising the strap and holding it and stopping. And since Ima is not here, it is on you. This is what was not befitting to be shown, so that the son would not know about it, and would see the strap being set and would always fear. But both are in this scheme and are of one mind, meaning the one who raises the strap and the one who stops it are of one mind.
No. Are there any questions? No? Okay, just read it with a little bit of a pace. Everyone's falling asleep here.
Item 59, the calf. Who are the people? They are the mixed multitude. And who are the mixed multitude? Were the ones called mixed multitude from Lod, Kush, Kaftor, or Togarma? They were Egyptians who came out of Egypt. Had they been a mixed multitude of many nations, it should have said, a great multitude arose with them, Lots, Cushis, etc., according to their nations. 60. But a writing says, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, without specifying the names of the nations, since they were one nation and one language. But they were all of Egypt's sorcerers and magicians, for it is written about them, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did. Meaning they wished to rise against the wonders of the Creator and show that they too can do like Him. Since they saw the miracles and wonders Moses had done in Egypt, they returned to Moses. The Creator said to Moses, "Do not accept them." Moses said, "Dear Lord, since they saw your powers, they wish to convert. They will see your power every day and will know that there is no other God but you." Thus, Moses accepted them. 61. Why did he call them mixed multitude? Indeed, all the magicians were of Egypt, headed by Yonos and Yambos. In the hours of the day, after 6 hours, they would always perform their magic, and all these high magicians would look, and when the sun began to set at 6:30, they would perform their magic until the beginning of the hour 9:30, meaning the big evening, which is the time of great mincha. All the small magicians would perform their magic from 9:30 through midnight. 62. The highest among them would look from the time the sun began to set. This is so because then 995 degrees begin to roam over the mountains of darkness, and their spirits wander over all those magicians in their magic, and these can do anything they wish until all the Egyptians put their trust in them, and they are called mixed multitude, because there is mixed handful, which is from the hour 9:30 and down. Thus there are two mixtures, which is why it is said, and a mixed multitude went up also with them. 63. The mixed multitude had great wisdom. They would look at the hours of the day, and they would look at the degrees of Moses, and they saw on all sides Moses was on 6, on the first 6 hours of the day, which they could not control, on the 6 upper degrees to which Moses was holding, and on all sides he was in the 6, that is, he was made of the 6 degrees, 6 edges, Chagat Nehi, and on the 6 crowns of the 6 hours of the day, Chagat Nehi, he was destined to climb off the mountains. As it is written, Moses delayed to come down from the mount. 64. Promptly the people gathered themselves unto Aaron to be included in the right side, since the left merges from the right, but they wanted the left from him, not the right, but to be included in the right, in the place from which he came out. They gathered unto Aaron, who is right, Chesed, and said to him, Come, make us a god. 65. As long as Moses was in Egypt, he did not mention the name God, but only the name Havayah. This is why Pharaoh said, I know not the Lord, since there would be no strength to the Sitra Achra, so it would not grow strong in the world, since the Sitra Achra too is called other gods. Now the mixed multitude wanted the power of the left, called God. As it is written, Come, make us a god. Us, said the mixed multitude, we need this thing to strengthen our side, which has thus far been rejected, because Moses did not mention the name God. 66. This is what they said. We saw that you, Israel, have all the bounty and treasures of the world, which we are expelled, while we are expelled. This is because for you. And the Lord went before them by day. We too wish it, meaning gods that will walk before us as the Lord walks before you, since there is permission to our side to walk before us too, if we perform the deed with the calf for it. 67. All the clouds of glory that were walking in the desert were covering only Israel. And that glorified cloud, as it is written, and the Lord went before them by day, was walking before them, and mixed multitude, and all the beasts of sheep and cattle were walking last outside the camp. During the whole of the 40 years that Israel walked in the desert, no filth and dirt reached from the clouds inwards. Hence, the sheep and the cattle, which were grass eaters, were outside, as well as all those who were keeping them. 68. Thus, did the mixed multitude not eat from the manna? They certainly did. But of what Israel gave them, it was as one gives to one's slave. They ate from the extract, what was left after the mill, the waste. And the text declares and says, And the children of Israel did eat the manna 40 years, the children of Israel, and not another. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said, "What is it?" And not the rest in a mixed multitude, the sheep and the cattle with which they were. 69. Thus far, the mixed multitude were surrendering. Now they rose and asked to strengthen the Sitra Achra. They said, "Either we are all one nation, and we are included with you, Israel, or we will have someone to walk before us, as your God walks before you." Aaron said, "God forbid that they should partake in the holy nation, that they will all be one collective. The holy nation will not mingle with this nation into one collective. Rather, it is best to separate them from the holy nation until Moses comes." 70. And Aaron meant well, but there were many from Israel who sympathized with the mixed multitude in their hearts. And for this reason, when Moses came, he had to sort out and cleanse the holy people from that sin, and gave them a potion until they were all sorted, and there was no waste among them whatsoever. 71. And Aaron said unto them, "Break off the golden rings." Did they have no other gold besides the golden rings? However, Aaron said, "While they are fighting with their wives and children, they will be delayed. And in the meanwhile, Moses will come." We learned that the Gentiles are as hard for Israel as psoriasis on the flesh. These mixed multitudes were not proper proselytes. What did they do? And all the people broke off the golden rings which were in their ears. Indeed, there were tens of thousands of rings from the rings of the mixed multitude. 72. It is written, "And he received it at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool." Aaron was not careful from these two sages at the head of the mixed multitude. One of them was before him, and the other was performing his magic. Since they had contrived together, they took that gold, two-thirds in the hands of one, and a third in the hands of the other. Since so, it should be in this kind of magic. 73. Rabbi Shimon wept, "Alas, the holy righteous, Aaron, the Messiah of the holy God. With your righteousness, several of the holy nation fell, and you did not know how to be where." What did they do when the sixth hour arrived and the day was even, meaning at noon, when the sun is in the middle of the sky and leans neither to the east nor to the west, like the balance pivot on the scale? They took the gold that they had taken off their ears, since one who wishes to make magic should not spare fortunes. They said, "Ours is the hour. If we do not restrain ourselves, it is not the time to spare the gold." Promptly, all the people broke off, as it is written, rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks, since they damaged and broke their ears. 74. Then his master shall bring him unto God, an heir that heard on Mount Sinai, "For unto me the children of Israel are servants." And cast off itself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, and sold itself to another, will be pierced. And these transgressors, wicked ones, evil people, with their yearning to return to their bad ways, did not ask their wives and sons, but damaged their own ears. They damaged the ears that heard on Mount Sinai, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," which is worse than selling oneself to slavery. And they cast away from themselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven that Moses had commanded them, and broke their ears, and revealed that they had no share in the holy name and in the holy nation. 75. What did they do? They divided that gold between the two of them, Yonos and Iambros. One took two-thirds and one took a third. They rose against the sun in the sixth hour of the day, performed their magic, and enchanted with their witchcraft with magic of the mouth. Since the beginning of the seventh hour arrived, they both raised their hands on Aaron's hands. As it is written, and he received it at their hand. They were not more than two, Yonos and Iambros. When he received it from their hands, a voice came out and said, my hand upon it. The evil man shall not be unpunished, as it is written, that they are set on evil. In other words, Aaron said, thou knows the people that they are set on evil, for they brought evil to the world. The hands are considered gar, extended from above downwards, because he took from their hands. They could apply force to pulling chokhmah from above downwards, which is the form of the ox of the Sitra Achra, while he took from the earth, which is Vak, from below upwards, and nothing extended from there to the Sitra Achra. 76. These wicked and sinners and sorcerers were the sons of evil Balaam, the grandchildren of wicked Laban. They saw that a cup of blessing, Malchut, was on the right and always gains strength from the right, from Chesed, and said, if the Rosh, head of the right, Aaron, were to be on the side of Sitra Achra, power and might would be ours, as it should be. The Sitra Achra extends from the left, meaning they wish to extend illumination of the left from above downwards. And their weakness is only because they do not have illumination of chassadim, since there is no chassadim in the left. This is why here they wanted to extend illumination of chassadim by joining Aaron to them, meaning chesed. 77. Since the seventh hour of the day arrived, they immediately gave to Aaron. Had he told them, put the gold on the ground first, and I will take it from the ground, they would not have been able to effect anything with their magic. But he took it from their hands, and the text is angry and says, and he received it at their hand. See what Aaron did, a prophet, a sage, did not know how to beware. Had he taken from the ground, all the magic in the world would not have succeeded. But the reason they succeeded with their deed was because he took from their hands and not from the ground.
78.
The meaning is not as people think, that he made drawings with dividers or with something else. Rather, the text comes to prove that Aaron did not know how to beware. For if he had thrown gold to the ground when he took it from their hands, even if he would later take it off the ground, this evil deed would not have succeeded. But there was ill help in everything, for he took the gold and hid it from the eye. It is interpreted that he fashioned it with a graving tool, meaning bundled it in a sheet, evil following evil. One is that he took it from their hands. The other is that he did not throw it to the ground after he took it from their hands. And the third is that he bundled it with a graving tool and hid it from the eye, and fashioned it with a graving tool, means that he put all the gold in one pocket and kept it from being seen by the eye. Then everything rose and became fact. 79. In the book of Chanoch, I found that an only son will be born to the Rosh, head of the white, meaning Aaron, who was born from the side of Chesed, whose root is called the Rosh of the White. And when those who are from the flesh of asses come to him, meaning the wicked, the mixed multitude of whom it was said, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, they will mislead him, inserting jewels inside bells of gold, without his dat, and forming a shape with a graving tool, Enosh's graving tool, which is the pen of evil Enosh, who misled the people. There are two discernments in Malchut, Achoraim, posterior, and Panim, anterior. In Achoraim, she is all left without any right, Chochma without Chasadim. In Panim, she is all right without left, Chasadim without Chochma. Hence, the Sitra Achra is removed from sanctity because the Sitra Achra is left, and therefore cannot nourish from the Panim of Malchut, since there is no left there at all, and it cannot nourish off the Achoraim of the Malchut because it is dark there and without any light. Since Chochmah without Chasadim does not shine. Therefore, the mixed multitude, who are the magicians of Egypt, rebelled against holiness and gathered over Aaron, who is from the right side, Chesed. They said to him, "Make us gods, so they will walk before us." God is the name of the left, whose place is in Achoraim of Malchut, and they asked him to correct them to being at the Panim, so they would have Chasadim. As it is written, "Who shall go before us in the Panim?" And they too will be able to suck from him. As Havaya is the god of Malchut de Chasadim in the form of Panim, it is written, "And the Lord went before them." The discernment of left will be in the form of Panim, and then they too will be able to receive from him. This means that there is permission to our Sitra Achra to walk before us, meaning in the Panim, if we summon for them the deed with the calf. It is written, "Thus they exchanged their glory for the likeness of an ox, since they traded their glory, Malchut, that was in the form of Panim, Chasadim, for a calf, left line, and abandoned the correction of the Panim of the Nukva." Jewels are the discernments of the Masach de Malchut, which shines in the right line, called jewel. Bells of gold are considered left, and since it concerns the Sitra Achra, he calls them bells, for their content is as empty as bells. And a mixed multitude misled Aaron, inserting these jewels that shine in Chasadim into bells, which are the dark left, and they shine and can then suck from the left. Now you can understand that the appointee is from holiness, and hence consists of right and left, and is therefore appointed over the left, over the red jewels on the right. Hence, those who follow the Sitra Achra serve it and offer sacrifices to find the place where jewels and gold are together, so they can suck from the left.
Does anyone want to ask questions for the time being? Well, if not, then we're continuing with our intention. As much as we understand, as long as we realize that the intention opens the inspiration to the Zohar.
80. This is the clarification. When Enosh was misleading the world to perform idolatry with his pen, he was taking notes of all the forms and idol worshipping with that pen. This is why it is written, graving tool, for it indicates to do that with that graving tool. This is the meaning of the thing.
81.
The meaning of the words, graving tools, were there the book of Chanoch and the Zohar. This is so because he certainly threw the gold in the pocket and hid it from the eye, as the magicians say, and so it should be with this kind of magic. For is this magic done for a thing that requires a disclosure to be revealed later? First needs a place for hiding and covering. First it must be concealed from the eye, and then the craftsman lets his craft be shown. Thus what needs covering later needs to be revealed first. This is so because God has made them one opposite the other. All that exists in the degrees of holiness has its opposites in the Sitra Achra. And the only difference is that the Sitra Achra holds only the two lines, right and left, but they have no middle line. However, they are attached only to the left line. Still, it is impossible to extend left line if the right line had not been drawn first. Since that Masach, which rises and makes a vak without Rosh in the degree, when it is in the right line, descends and induces Gal in the degree when it is in the left line. Hence, they must first draw the right line to reveal the Gal on the left line once more. And know that this Masach, which is raised to the degree so as to diminish it from Gal, when it is in the right line, is called pen or calamus, like the pen of a ready writer, which measures and reveals the shape of the letters to hear, and to hear through the pen, the masach that is raised in the right line, to diminish the degree, determine the whole shape of the gadlut, greatness of the degree that comes out on the left line. All the forms of the left applied in idolatry depend on and emerge from the calamus, which is a masach that causes the katnut and diminution in the left line, as it is written, and fashioned it with a graving tool. This means that he raised the graving tool, which is the calamus and the masach, and first shaped it in diminution and concealment of the right line, then extended the gatlut of the left of the sitra achra, called calf or ox. As we said, they cannot disclose the left line and suck from it before they extend the right line first, through raising the masach, the calamus, to conceal the degree. This is so because the two meanings of the words graving tool are one thing. Rashbi interpreted, fashioned it with a graving tool as dropping it in the pocket to conceal it from the eye, meaning to conceal it from the gar, called eye. This means that they first extended the concealment and katnut, smallness, that are in the right line. It is quite the same with the words of Chanoch, fashioned it with the graving tool, is also raising the masach to conceal and diminish the degree in the right line, by which the gadlut in the left is later directed.
82. On the side of holiness, the true God, who is the king of the world, was strengthened on the three worlds, Bia. And they extended the mixed multitude from all of these three worlds opposite Bria. It is written, as he received it at their hand, meaning he took something of which he had nothing thus far, meaning the gold. This indicates the world of Bria, since Bria means something new that was not in it before. And opposite Yetzirah, it is written, and fashioned it with a graving tool. And opposite Asiyah, it is written, and made it a molten calf. Who in the whole world saw such magicians? 83. Does it not say, and I threw it onto the fire, and did nothing more, and out came this calf, and now you say, and made it a molten calf? However, Aaron certainly did not make the calf, as it is written, and it proves, and he took the calf that they had made. It does not write which he had made, but the writing, and he received it at their hand, and the words, and fashioned it, meaning that it was all made by Jonas and Imbrus. It seems as though Aaron had made it, but had it not been for those two, the calf would not have been made and would not have been crafted. Thus, who caused it to be made? It was these two. Because while Aaron took it from their hands, they were doing their magic and whispering with their mouths, drawing ruach below from the sitra achra. 84. And they drew two ruachs together, one from the male and one from the female. The male ruach clothed in the form of an ox, and the female in the form of an ass. and both were mingled. Why these two? With an ox, we already learned that it is because the first damager of the Sitra Acha is called an ox. The ass is because it is written about those Egyptian magicians, those who are from the flesh of asses. 85. Hence, all those from Israel who died connected with the mixed multitude in their hearts. And since there were two forms, ox and ass, it is written, "These are your gods, O Israel." It is not written in singular form because they were two together. Also, it's written, "which brought you up out of the land of Egypt," in the plural form. 86. It's written, "and made it a molten calf," since Aaron said nothing. We learn that it contains 125 kikarot, because Aaron said nothing. It contained 125 kikarot of gold. Masecha, mask, in gematria is 125. This is so because from the God of holiness to other gods, 120 combinations of God expand, after which begin the other gods. Correspondingly, they took 125 talents, 120 opposite the 120 combinations, and 5 opposite the 5 letters in Elohim. 87. How is it written, "he received it at their hand"? Did they have all 125 talents? Rather, they only took a handful of these talents, but that handful was considered as though they had it all in their hands. 88. It's written, "and when Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. Alas, the holy pious, how good was your will, but you did not know how to beware. When he threw it in the fire, the power of the Sitra Acha intensified in the fire, and the shape of the ox emerged. As it is written, in two extensions of the Sitra Acha, with an ox and with an ass. Promptly Aaron saw that the Sitra Acha had grown strong, and he immediately built an altar before it. Had he not built this altar, the world would have reverted to its ruin." 89. Like a robber who emerges to destroy and to kill people, the king's legion saw that the robber came out with great force. What did that legion do? It convinced the king to set out, and the legion pulled him forward the road towards the road where the robber was. While the robber was walking along that road, he saw the form of the king standing before him. When he saw the form of the king, he was startled and retarded, and retreated. 90. Thus was when Aaron saw this, that the Sitra Acha had grown strong, he held to the cure and was strengthened and extended the holy side and put it before him. When the Sitra Acha saw that the form of the king was before him, he immediately retreated and its strength was assertion was weakened. Since Aaron was grown strong, and the altar, Malchut, intensified and the Sitra Acha weakened. 91. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." A feast to the Lord and not to the calf. He made it from the side of holiness, and to the side of holiness he proclaimed and said, "This is the cure that he preceded. Had he not done so, the world would not have persisted. Still, his anger with Aaron did not subside, even though he did not mean to do harm." 92. The Creator told him, "Aaron, two magicians pulled you into what they wanted. Thus, your two sons will fall, and they will be caught for this sin." This is the meaning of the words, "Moreover, the Lord was very angry with Aaron to destroy him. To destroy him are his sons. As it is written, yet I destroyed his fruit from above, since man's fruits are his sons."
We need to renew the intentions all the time, not to forget it, not to just go over it automatically in the Zohar, as if it's just flowing. It's not flowing. Always placing it in my intention.
93. Aaron put the altar, Malchut, before him, and put the calf, the Sitra Achra, behind him. For the essence of the sin of the calf was that they turned the left, whose place is in the posterior, and put it in the front. Hence now Aaron returned the holiness to the fore and the calf to the rear. And his sons put the Sitra Achra in fore and sent the side of holiness back to the rear, similar to the sin of the calf, as it is written, and offered strange fire before the Lord. Meaning they put the strange fire, the Sitra Achra, before the Creator ahead. Thus his sons were caught for this sin of the calf. 94. Aaron thought that in the meantime Moses would come, which is why he said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord," which is why Moses did not shatter the altar he had made, for had it been as people think that he built an altar before the calf, then the first thing that Moses would have had to shatter was the altar, as Ido prophesied about the altar of Beit Kel. And his prophecy was about the altar in Beit Kel. But with Aaron's altar, this was not so, which is why it is written, "And he took the calf which they made," and not, "He shattered the altar." 95. And Aaron made a proclamation, meaning he declared aloud, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." He was the announcer of the judgment, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord," which prophesied in the spirit of the altar, Malchut, on which the judgment is destined to be. A feast to the Lord means celebration and shattering, to execute judgment in you.
96. There were three judgments. One, and the Lord struck the people. Two, the sons of Levi, who killed from among Israel. Three, intoxicating Israel. Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord, a holiday, indicates the killing of the sons of Levi. To the Lord indicates, and the Lord struck the people. Tomorrow indicates Moses giving them the ashes of the calf to drink when they want to sleep that night and were found swollen and dead the next day. He said about that, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." And all the healing that Aaron performed is in what is written, "He built an altar before it." 97. He saw the calf and the dancing. However, it does not say altar, since Aaron knew that it is written, "He that sacrifices to the gods, save to the Lord only, shall be utterly destroyed." Certainly, Aaron was saved by the good advice he had given to himself to make an altar for the Creator, and all was with complete and good will, for he did not mean harm. 98. Of course, this is so, and Israel did not make the calf, but Jeroboam, who made the calves, were Israel, and they made the calf. Jeroboam sinned and caused to sin, which is certainly a bad sin that he did. Moreover, he sinned in Malchut, like the mixed multitude in the sin of the calf. 99. Jeroboam said, "Surely I know that the side of holiness is present only in the heart of the whole world, and this is Jerusalem. I cannot extend that side of holiness here. What shall I do?" Promptly, whereupon the king took counsel, he took a bad counsel. He said, "After all, the Sitra Achra is immediately drawn to every place, especially in this land, where they wish to be in it. However, they can only clothe in the form of an ox." 100. But why did he make two calves? Yovam said, in the desert they were the magicians, of whom it was said, those who are from the flesh of asses. Hence they extended two ruachs, an ox and an ass, male and female. But they did not clothe them, rather they were both in one calf. Here, the same two evil spirits will clothe properly in the two calves, for they are male and female. The male was in Bet-El, and the female was in Dan. And because it is written, for the language of a strong woman, drop honey. Israel were strongly attracted to them. As it is written, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. Thus, there were two calves in it, and Yovam drew them in the Holy Land, and the inequity was upon him and upon Israel. And he prevented the blessings from the world. It is written about him, he who robs his father or his mother, for he flouts zon, who are his father and mother. 101. Thus, there were two calves, since the first clothing that the Sitra Acha wears is an ox. Certainly, it is how it should be, and so it is in all the sides, since the beginning of the clothing is small, a calf. 102. Hence, my beloved sons, since they wished to extend the name God, the name of Malchut, and the act was built on the side of Malchut, the holy God, which is Ima Malchut, who always grips the king's arm and moves away the strap, was not there. And Moses had to be there in her place, as the Creator hinted to him, and he observed and understood. 103. Thrice he hinted to him, alas, Moses, the loyal shepherd, how strong you are, and how great is your might. Thrice he hinted to him, one, now let me alone. 2. My wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And 3. And I will make of you a great nation. And Moses' wisdom to hold back the strap was in these three implications. He held his right arm opposite, now let me alone, which his chesed. He held the left arm opposite, my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, which is gvura. He embraced the king's body opposite, and I will make of you a great nation, which is tiferet. And when he embraced the body with both arms, meaning in all three sfirot chagat, he could not sway and evoke judgment on any side in the world. This was Moses' chokhmah. From the king's hints, he recognized in each of them which side will become stronger, and he acted wisely. 104. The friends came and kissed Rabbi Shimon's hands. They said, if he had come to the world only to hear this thing, we would have been content. They wept and said, woe unto us! When you depart from the world, who will shine and reveal the lights of Torah? This thing shines to the top of the heaven and is written in the king's throne, and the Creator is now delighted about this thing. And how much joy over joy was added before the holy king! Who will evoke words of wisdom in the world as you do? 105. Before Adam sinned, he arose and stood in the chokhmah of the upper illumination, and was not separated from the tree of life. When he intensified his craving to know good and bad and to come down, he followed those of the Sitra Acha, until he was separated from the tree of life, and knew the bad and left the good. This is why it is written, for you are not a god who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. This means that one who follows wickedness cannot dwell with the tree of life. And before they sinned, they heard a voice from above, from Bina, and they knew the upper Chochmah, but did not see. Since they sinned, they could not even stand in the voice below, from Zon. As it is written, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. 106. Similarly, before Israel sinned, while they were standing at Mount Sinai, the filth of the serpent was removed from them. Since then there was the annulment of the evil inclination in the world, and it was repelled from them. At that time, they united in the tree of life, rose to the uppermost degrees, and did not come down. Then they knew and saw the highest visions of Zeranpin. Their eyes shone, and they were delighted to know and to hear. At that time, the Creator girded them with belts of letters of the Holy Name, which are jewels from the Mount Horeb. So the serpent would not be able to rule over them and would not defile them as before in Egypt. 107. When they sinned with the calf, all those degrees and upper lights parted from them, and the armed belts they were crowned with by the Holy Name were removed from them, and they extended upon them the evil serpent, as in the beginning, and caused death to the whole world once more. Afterwards it is written, and when Aaron and all the sons of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him, meaning they feared even the light of Moses' face. 108. First it is written, and Israel saw the great work, meaning that everyone saw the upper lights that shone in the illuminating mirror, Zeranpin. As it is written, all the people perceived the thunder. But on the sea they saw and did not see, as it is written, this is my God, and I will praise him. And after they sinned, they could not see the face of the mediator. What does it say? And they were afraid to come near him. 109. It is written about them, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. This means that the arms that they received on Mount Sinai so that the serpent would not rule over them were removed from them. And since it was removed from them, it is written, now Moses took the tent to pitch it outside the camp, after afar off from the camp, because Moses knew that the higher armor was removed from Israel. He said, from now on, the evil serpent will certainly return to dwell among them. And if it stands among them here in the tent of meeting, it will be defiled. Now Moses took the tent, since he saw that the evil serpent would rule over them, which had not been the case before. 110. And he called it the tent of meeting. First, it was an ordinary tent, but now he called it the tent of Moed, meeting. A Moed is a day of the joy of the moon, Malchut, for having gained more holiness and for not being ruled by the flaw. Here too, he called it an occasion to show that the tent, Malchut, was removed from them and was not blemished. 111. First, Malchut was an ordinary tent, as it is written, a tent that shall not be removed, whose stakes shall never be plucked up. But now it is the tent of meeting, meaning only for a time and not forever. This is so because Moed means time and occasion. First, there was the tent, Malchut, giving long life to the world so death would not govern them. Henceforth, the tent of meeting, as it is written, the house appointed for all living, for now she has been given time and limited life for the world. In the beginning, there was no flaw in her, but now she has been blemished. In the beginning, there was connection and zivug to the moon, Malchut, in the sun, Zeranpin, which does not stop. But now, their zivuk is occasional. Hence, he called it the tent of meeting, occasion, which did not exist previously.
Yes.
Among many things that I heard you say in the last few days, I love to hear how in this morning lesson you mentioned how we need to celebrate our place as a nation. It's not in history, but as the future. So how do we celebrate the future correctly?
We talked about this. I also wrote on the Twitter a lot about this. That we need to awaken that point of why we're here. It's not because we want to have a state and we want independence like everyone. And it's not because we're running away from blows, troubles, and the quarrels with the world. But rather only because we feel ourselves obligated to come to the exalted goal and to draw behind us, with us, the whole world. That's it. That's what we need to do. Probably your relative did that whole celebration, huh? So teach her a little. So that...
I sent her a WhatsApp today.
It's a little late, but in the future, I guess. That's why I felt that she has a hand in that whole process there. But in truth, there's a place and there's a need to show the world this way. It will give justification to all our existence to do it in a emphasized, clear way to everyone. On such a day, no one could stop it, block it. They would have to talk about it. They would have to pass it on, to reveal it, discover what happened there, what joy, what Independence Day, what's this reason, and so on. If they were to do so, it would be the dissemination of the purpose of creation all over Israel and its existence and its necessity and so on, then it would be worthwhile. Like this, it passed. Who remembers today? It's already in history. We need to never try to see history, but rather only the future. That's the problem, that we need to understand this and do so. Okay. That's it? Yes.
Yesterday, I was watching a movie about Auschwitz, and I saw how people were just, Jews were going there like cattle, without any resistance, without any connection. Is there something, a boundary, where if we don't do our duty, they're going to take our freedoms away and we'll take our ability to resist?
Yes, they take the freedom of choice to the way that a person just executes anything he's told and has no possibility of resisting. He does it because he has no head. The choice is taken away, and that's it. And he just does it. He just does.
But then, did they have a rosh, a head?
No. There was years before the Holocaust to depart from Europe, to think a little, to understand. But They were told, stay, everything's fine. The Creator will protect us, and so on. And that's how we see what happened. It's all... But again, we need to do what we need to do. Because we can see that even though such things happened, the general folk do not understand what happened, and they have no doubt in people of what's happened there in Europe, and they still believe them and still follow them. But rather, we need to disseminate the truth. Otherwise, as of their own, they will never obligate us to the truth.
So, we are using the history. If we're able to pass on the message,
it depends only on us. Of course, we need to work here against all those that we just read about, the multitude of masses. Yes.
How do I know if I'm in a 10 during the reading of the Zohar?
According to how you know, there's nothing else to say. I can sit alone in the desert somewhere and be in the 10. It all depends on where I'm drawn to, where my thoughts and desires are. That's where I am. No one can, well, or you can be like now. How many people are here? Like 200 people? Well, and what? Who assures to you that you're in an environment? No one. Only you. All over the world there is just 110. And the whole world is 110. One Havaya. And a person needs to long to be in it. And then the 10 and the Creator and adhesion to the 10 is the same. Let's continue.
Jewels from Mount Horeb. Item 112. It is written, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. This means that they caused death to themselves from that night onwards, and that the evil serpent, which they had already removed from themselves in the beginning, controlled them. Israel deserved it, but Joshua did not sin with the calf. Hence, was that higher armor removed from him, that jewel he had received with them on Mount Sinai? 113. If you say that the jewel was not removed from him, then why did he die like the rest of the people? After all, by merit of the jewel, they had obtained liberation from the angel of death. And if you say that the jewel was removed from him, why was it removed? After all, he did not sin, for he was with Moses when Israel sinned. And if you say that he did not receive that crown, meaning the jewel, which Israel received on Mount Sinai, then why? 114. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upward will behold his face. For the Lord is righteous, and his name is righteous. For this reason, he loves righteousness, meaning Malchut, whose name is righteousness. Upright means just and right, and will behold his face, refers to all the people in the world who will correct their ways to go by the proper, just way. 115. When the Creator sentences the world, he sentences it by the majority. When Adam sinned with the tree from which he ate, he caused the tree, Malchut, to have death in it for the whole world. Also, he caused the flaw of separating a woman from her husband, Malchut from Zeranpin, This sin stood in the moon, Malchut, until the children of Israel stood at Mount Sinai. When Israel stood at Mount Sinai, that flaw of the moon had been removed, the flaw of the separation and death by the tree of knowledge. And she was about to shine forever, ceaselessly. But when Israel sinned with the calf, the moon was flawed once more, as in the beginning. The evil serpent ruled and gripped her, drew her to it, and she was flawed. 116. And when Moses knew that Israel sinned and the holy jewels were moved from them, he certainly knew that the serpent had gripped the moon and drew her to it, and she was flawed. When the serpent wishes to suck from Malchut, the light departs her so it will not have what to suck. This is why he took her outside the camp. And because she is about to be flawed, even though Joshua kept the crown of his jewel, since there is a flaw in Malchut, and she reverted to the flaw that was in her, in Adam's sin. Hence, a person cannot exist. The exception is Moses, who governed Malchut, for he was the husband of the mistress. And his death was on another side, by the word of the Lord. Hence, Malchut did not have permission to always sustain Joshua, so he or any other person would not die. This is why he called her the tent of meeting, also time, for there was a set time of life to the whole world in her. 117. There is right above and below. There is left above and below. The right above is in the upper holiness, the right below in the Sitra Acha. The left above is in the upper holiness to evoke love. So the moon, Malchut, would connect to a holy place above in Zeranpin, so it would shine. 118. There is left below, which separates the upper love and separates the Malchut from shining through the sun and from approaching it. This is the side of the evil serpent. It is so because when this left from below awakens, it pulls the moon to itself and separates her from above, from Zeranpin. Then her light darkens and she clings to the serpent. At that time, she draws death down to all those who clung to the serpent and became removed from the tree of knowledge, the tree of life. This is why he caused death to the whole world with the sin of the tree of knowledge. This is also the meaning of the temple, Malchut, being defiled until the time when the moon is corrected and shines once more. This is why she is called the tent of meeting, occasion. 119. And this is why Joshua did not die except by the counsel of that serpent, who approached and blemished the tabernacle, Malchut, as before. This is the meaning of the words Joshua, the son of Nun, a youth. Even though he is a youth below, Matraton is called a youth. Receiving light from Malchut, he will not move from within the tent, for he is similar to the tent, Malchut. And as the tent was flawed, Joshua was flawed, even though he had the holy jewel from Mount Sinai. This is so because since the moon was flawed, it is certain that he was not the only one to be saved from her, from that actual flaw. 120. Happy are the righteous who know the secrets of Torah and cling to the Torah, and keep the verse, but you shall meditate on it day and night. By her merit, they will be rewarded with the life of the next world, as it is written, for this is your life, the length of your days.
עמוד 268, פרשת ויקהל. כותרת ויקהל משה.
And Moses assembled ויקהל.
בעמלק כתוב, פקדתי את אשר עשה
עמלק. Moses assembled. 1. It is written about Amalek. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he set himself against him in the way, when he came up out of Egypt? What is the reason that all the wars that the nations had with Israel were not as hard for the Creator as this war, which Amalek had with him, with them? Indeed, the war of Amalek was on all the sides, above and below, since at that time the evil serpent greatly strengthened above and below in this world. 2. As the evil serpent lurks on the crossroads, Amalek was also an evil serpent for Israel, lurking for them on a crossroads. As it is written, how he set himself against him in the way when he came up out of Egypt. He was lurking above too, to defile the temple, Malchut, and lurking below to defile Israel. As it is written, remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you came out of Egypt, how he met you on the way. 3. This is why it is written about Balaam, and God met Balaam. Vayikal met implies tum'ah, impurity, from the words mikre laila, nocturnal ejaculation. But is God not sanctity? Rather, the Creator brought him to the place of tum'ah to be defiled in it, in that degree to which he clung to be defiled in it. While Balaam contemplated rising up to Kedusha, sanctity, through those offerings that he sacrificed, promptly the Creator brought him a place of tum'ah. He told him, the tum'ah is for you, as befits you. This is why it is written, and God met Balaam. 4. Likewise, it is written, he met you on the way. It means that he brought you, that evil serpent, above to defile you on all the sides. And were Moses not strengthened above and Joshua below, Israel would not prevail over it. This is why the Creator bore that hatred for all generations, since he contemplated uprooting the covenant from its place. This is why it is written, I remember, meaning remembrance, which is Malchut, since there the token of the Holy Covenant is implied. 5. It is written, and Saul said to the Kenites, go, depart, go down from among the Amalekites. The Kenites is Jethro. But who let the sons of Jethro dwell in Amalek? Were they not in Jericho? It is written, and the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of palm trees with the sons of Judah into the Judah desert. When they went up from there, they were in the territory of Amalek, until the time when King Saul came. As it is written, so the Kenites departed from Amalek. 6. It is so because when there are wicked, those pious and righteous among them are caught in their iniquity. This is why Saul removed the Kenites from Amalek. Similarly, were it not for the mixed multitude that joined Israel, Israel would not be punished for the sin with the golden calf. 7. It is written, and they will take a donation for me from every man whose heart moves him. This includes everyone, even the mixed multitude, since the Creator wished to perform the work of the tabernacle on all the sides, in Moach and in Klipa. And because there was the mixed multitude among them, it is written, from every man whose heart moves him, including them in Israel, were the Moach, brain, and all came to partake in the tabernacle. 8. Afterwards, each kind went to its kind, and a mixed multitude came. They made a calf, and all those who were dead from Israel went after them. They caused Israel death and killing. The Creator said, henceforth the work of the tabernacle will be only from the side of Israel. Promptly, it is written, and Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel. And afterwards, it is written, take from among you a donation to the Lord, from among you, and not, as it is written before, from every man whose heart moves him. And Moses assembled. From which place did he assemble them? Because the mixed multitude were among them, Moses had to assemble them, to unify them from among them. 9. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones, as it is the whole of Israel afterwards. So here it is the whole of Israel. And who are those? 600,000. 10. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, it is written, and Joshua heard the sound of the people as they shouted. He said to Moses, there is a sound of war in the camp. Did Joshua hear and Moses did not hear? Until now Joshua did not know and Moses knew. This is why it is written, and Joshua heard. As they shouted, is written with the letters Hey, because that sound was in the Sitra Acha, who is called Ra'a, evil, and Joshua was the face of the moon, Malchut, looked in the sound, which was from the side of the evil. It is promptly written, he said to Moses, there is a sound of war in the camp. 11. The first two stone tablets that were heavy on Moses' hands fell and broke, because the letters departed from the stone tablets, and the stones remained with the spirit of the letters, and hence grew heavy. 12. A voice awakens in the four directions of the world during the four seasons of the year, Hug Tum. The time of Nisan is south, and Chesed. The time of Tishrei is north and Gvura. The time of Tammuz is east and Tiferet. And the time of Tevet is west and Malchut. Also, each is comprised of all. In that sound, the awakening of the Sitra Acha awakens, and that awakening of the Sitra Acha enters between the sounds, between the sound of Tiferet and the sound of Malchut. The darkness of the light is in the voice below, Malchut, and because the light of the voice above, from Tiferet, does not reach the voice below, Malchut, the awakening of the Sitra Acha comes first, and the serpent who seduced the woman Eve enters between Tiferet and Malchut and takes light. That voice of the Sitra Acha is a sound of war, the sound of evil. This is as they shouted, as it is written, and Joshua heard the sound of the people as they shouted. 13. This is why Joshua heard and not Moses, since this evil took the light of the moon, Malchut, to which Joshua was clinging, while Moses, who clung to the sun, Zeranpin, did not hear. And the light of the whole of Israel darkened because of that evil that clung to them. When the Creator pardoned their iniquity, it is written, and Moses assembled all the congregation of the sons of Israel and said to them, these are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. For that mixed multitude has departed from them. Thank you.